We had a brilliant weekend for Kerry football clubs, but also for Kerry basketball clubs. Garvey's Tralee Warriors had a brilliant win over UCD Marion, and they're into the Dominoes National Cup final following an 86-74 win over UCD Marion in the Metrum Stadium on Saturday. With me in the line to talk about this is independent councillor and Kerry County Council, Niall Botty O'Callaghan. Niall, good morning to you, and thanks for joining us on the programme. Look, a great weekend, a brilliant performance by the Warriors, and I know in the under-18s level, St Brendan's at Tralee also through to a national final.
Yeah, it's credit to the work that the boys are doing over in Tralee at the moment, and creating a kind of, I suppose, a stream of players coming through, because Warriors is pretty much a new team with a lot of young new players, and their position in the league is very good at the moment for a team like this. But to be in a cup final is superb, and a lot of the credit goes down to the coach Dowling and Terry O'Brien as the chairman. They've done huge work, and to be in a National Cup final, yeah, you're probably going to be the underdog against Ballincollig, but these young fellas, they don't have any fear whatsoever in going in there and giving it a rattle in 2 weeks' time, and it makes for a great weekend in Dublin, because you'll have the basketball on the Saturday night, and you can stay the Saturday night and go support Dingle on the Sunday, like most of us did at the weekend. We went to the two football games and went up to the basketball game. So I call it the Garvey's weekend. I mean, great credit goes to them for supporting both Dingle and the Warriors.
Yeah, and look, you were commentating on the game for Radio Kerry Sport on the weekend. 86-74, did that reflect, I suppose, the dominance of them in that game, or how did you see it?
Yeah, they were very good. Defensively, excellent. Yes, the Marion didn't have a Bosman, and Tralee have probably the best Bosman in the league in Jacobitis. He's outstanding. He was outstanding again the last night. And one of the things, I know Coach Dowling really, really worked hard and really kind of attacking the weaknesses in Marion. Ballincollig don't have as many weaknesses, and yes, you're going to expect your big American, he's Hunt, I think everybody calls him Iggy, you're going to expect more from him. I know people are saying defensively he was excellent, but he's going to have to be more aggressively offensive-minded against Ballincollig, because they can score, and they have a very good American who's very aggressive inside. But you know what? They have a huge fighter's chance, and I wouldn't be surprised at all if Warriors come out with a win in this, because at underage level, they're used to winning.
Yeah, they certainly are, that's for sure. Niall, we'll leave it there. Thanks a million for talking to us about that, and you can tune in tonight to Terrace Talk. They'll be talking about all those games and the weekend's action, of course, from 6 o'clock. Stay tuned. That's independent councillor Niall Botty O'Callaghan commentating for us on Radio Kerry Sport the weekend on that win. St Brendan's Tralee beat Portage Panthers in their National Cup semi-final. They'll be in action against the Dublin Lions in 2 weeks' time as well, so that's going to be a brilliant one to look forward to.